Before I start with my sermon, before I start with my sermon, I have to say that my computers at home, all my computers at home, broke down, and that my sermon disappeared. So this morning, I have to do my sermon on something I prepared at last minute. So I hope that you will pray with me.
And I hope that you pray for me.
That the Holy Spirit might guide me this morning to bring the message. These days we are fighting against numerous health battles, as the word. We see the healthcare costs rising in Holland. We see many New Year's health resolutions just break down in minutes of time.
We see
And when those who are on a diet, they know how to struggle each time to get that weight lowered each time again. Two weeks ago in the Netherlands, it was announced that one in every three persons has a chronic disease. It seems that our battle in fighting against disease and staying healthy, and we are losing it.
Het schijnt dat wij de strijd tegen de ziekte overwinnen en de ziekte voorkomen, dat we die aan het verliezen zijn.
And that makes in that brings to mind the text we just wrote in Dutch Nummery.
En dan brengt dat in gedachten de tekst die we net gelezen hebben in het boek Dutch Nummery.
Hear, O Israel, he approached this day unto battle.
Hoor Israël, als deze dag is de strijd kreeg.
Against your enemies, let not your hearts faint. Fear not and do not tremble. Neither be ye terrified because of them. Do not fear is what the Bible says. Let the Lord fight the battles for you. And if we are encouraged by our Lord and Savior, then the Bible gives us the right things we should do to encourage in our faith life and in our health life. And why actually do we have a health message? Why do we have to have days as Health Reform Day? Why is health important for us this day? There are some people who want to live healthy because they just want to live longer on this planet. They want to have the best quality of life. Some people want to live healthy so that they could look slim and beautiful in their But when you come to think of it, not everybody lives that healthy lifestyle. Some people say, well, I'm going to live and then die. So why live healthy? Some people who live the health message, people who do not smoke, the people who do not eat certain kind of meats, some of them even get sick and die. So why health message? Why health reformation? Why even bother with the message of good living? We know from all kind of studies that Adventists live long. 5 to 10 years longer than people on this earth who do not heed to the health message. But I do know many Adventists who live the health message, got sick, and even died. So why should you listen to a message about health? I would say to you that our health message is essential in the days of the end time. It's of a crucial importance. So the question we need to ask ourselves this day, do we do health reform to survive? Or do we do it to conquer with Jesus Christ? We need to survive or to conquer in the following areas of health issues. It's about nutrition, what we eat.
Het gaat over voeding, wat we tot ons nemen.
Our exercise.
Het gaat om oefening.
The water we use.
Het water dat we gebruiken.
The sunlight we have to go into.
De zonneschijn waar we in gaan.
How are we temperance within food, for instance.
Hoe we ervaren zijn met ons eten.
The air that we breathe, the rest that we take, and the amount of trust we have in God's word. Let's start with nutrition. We all know the story about Daniel. Daniel who wouldn't eat from the king's table. Why didn't eat from the king's table? Did he because he wanted to survive the terror of King Nebuchadnezzar? Or did he to uphold the principles that was given to him as a little boy? And he wanted to stay close to God's will as possible. In Daniel 1 verse 8 it says, for instance, that he purposed in his heart not to defy himself with the things of the king's table. Stay close to the principles of our Lord and Savior. You know, a survivor will do everything to stay alive. If you have the survivalist lifestyle, then you will stand before King Nebuchadnezzar and said, I'm going to eat everything that you give me so I can stay alive.
Dan zou je voor koning Nebuchadnezzar gaan staan en gezegd hebben, ja, ik eet alles wat u mij geeft, als ik maar in leven blijf.
But Daniel said to himself,
Daniel had zich voorgenomen,
stay close to the will of God,
dicht bij de wil van de Heer,
stay close to the principles of our Lord and Savior,
dicht bij de principes van
and I will wait and see how the Lord will conquer in my life.
Ik zal wachten en zien hoe de Heer in mijn leven zal overwinnen.
And we know from the Bible and the scripture what the result was with Daniel and his friends.
En van de Bijbel en de schriften weten wij wat het resultaat was.
He was much healthier, much stronger, and he got a better position in the Nebuchadnezzar's government. Just keeping close to the principles of our Lord and
Savior.
Some of us watch TV. And they see all kinds of lifestyle gurus.
And they see here what gurus that present the lifestyle.
They say, do this and eat that and live like this because it will.
Do this, do that, live so and here,
Because it is better for your health. But the Bible and the spirit of prophecy gives us the best advice how to conquer in our lives. The topic of exercise.
Believe me.
You know, Adam and Eve didn't have an office job. They didn't sit behind their desk working on their computers and overseeing the creation of our Lord and Savior. They worked in the garden. They moved. And even after sin came into this world, they still needed to work. They moved and they exercised. And they lived long and prosperous lives because they ate healthy, they exercised, but not only that, they talked with their fellow men about the promise God made Adam and Eve. God will win. Satan will lose. Some people, they exercise only to win the marathon, for instance. They exercise only to be a winner. But why do we as Adventist Christians need to exercise? The Bible would suggest to have beautiful feet. We know the things that Paul said in Romans chapter 10. How will people hear the gospel? If we sit behind our desks, behind our computers, work on
Facebook,
or do we go out and exercise our faith? How should people hear without a preacher, Paul said? And how should they preach if they aren't sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace. We should exercise to bring the people the message of our Lord and Savior. Jesus walked from town to town. Our Lord did everything so that we might be saved. Why shouldn't we exercise and go out and share the message? And just thinking about the third health principle of having good and pure water. And we know that our bodies consist largely about water. And we do need to replenish that water in our bodies with water. But not everybody uses water to drink. Some people use caffeinated beverages. And they might dehydrate even faster in your body. Some people use alcohol. But that will take away the clear reasoning we might have. And clarity is just the thing we need in these latter days. If we want to reach our objectives of sharing the gospel, we need to be clear of sound and mind. If we do not want to tremble under the burden of sin, we need to be clear so that the Holy Spirit can speak to our minds. There are some researchers who said, don't
De onderzoekers die zeggen:
don't mind what you drink.
Maak niet uit wat je drinkt.
Drink the enough wine as you like.
Drink niet zoveel wijn als je wilt.
Because wine is beneficial to your health.
Wijn is goed voor je gezondheid.
But my Bible says something different.
De Bijbel zegt iets anders.
In Proverbs 20 verse 1.
In Spreuken 20 vers 1.
Wine is a mocker.
Zegt hij dat wijn een spotter is.
Strong drink is raging.
Dat sterke drank eigenlijk razend is.
And whoever is being deceived is not wise.
En ieder die hierdoor verleid wordt is niet verstandig.
Drinking unfermented wine, grape juice.
Als wij nu ongegiste wijn, dat is dus een gewoon druivensap als nemen.
It will give you the same effect.
Dan hebben we hetzelfde effect.
Give you the clarity of mind without having alcohol. Our goal as Adventist Christians is to conquer.
Ons doel als Adventisten is om te overwinnen.
Just as Christ has conquered.
Zoals Christus heeft gezegend.
And we can only do that if our bodies are not polluted.
We kunnen alleen maar doen als ons lichaam niet verontreinigd.
And if we are clear of mind and spirit.
En als we een gezonde geest hebben, verstand en geest.
The fourth health principle is having enough sunlight in our lives.
Genoeg zonlicht.
Enough exercise is important.
Beweging is belangrijk.
Enough nutrition, the right nutrition is important.
Voeding is belangrijk.
But it's also important to have to be outside at least a half an hour each day. So that we might have enough vitamin D to let our bodies work properly. If we want to conquer Christians, then not only the light of the sun is needed, but also the light of Scripture. Because the light of the Word is a lamp for our feet. It is good for our spiritual health, as it were, to be daily in God's Word. Just as it is important for our physical life to have enough sunlight. We can only be a light in the world if we are being lit by the Word of God. We
Adventists,
we like to eat. If there is ever a church community that loves to eat, it's Seventh-day Adventists. Our potlucks are filled with food. But the Bible gives also a message of temperance. Temperance is important to know that we need to be happy with the things we get from our Lord and Savior.
Matigheid is nodig omdat we moeten weten dat we kunnen weten dat we dankbaar moeten zijn voor de dingen die we van ons meer krijgen.
Having enough is enough.
Genoeg hebben is genoeg, is voldoende.
So people with a survivalist mentality will try and grab everything they can find just to stay alive. But Jesus in Matthew 6, he said, the Lord knows what we need. The Lord will provide us with what we need. We don't have to be afraid. We have to seek the kingdom of God and everything will be added unto us. Another health principle is having good air. We know that breathing is important. some of us might even know how it feels not having enough air to breathe and how it feels to suffocate. And the same goes for our faith life. We need the pure air of God's Word. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Our prayers must be directed to the Lord in the heaven. Jesus even said that in the end time we need to look unto the heaven because our redemption draws nigh. Just as we need air to breathe and to survive and to live,
we have a look to
without the right spiritual biblical truth, we might spiritual suffocate. What we need is the right air. What we need is to be staying away from strange fire and winds, and false winds of doctrine. What we need to conquer in our faith lives, what we need to walk onto the promised land and enter those pearly gates, is stay away from polluted air. Some people know that it's important to have the right air to breathe. If they breathe smoke, they leave that area to go to the clean air. The moment if we smell wrong air in our spiritual lives, that might suffocate our spiritual lives, we need to find clear spiritual air to breathe. We need clear air to survive. We need biblical truth to conquer. Brothers and sisters, this world has an obsession. The obsession is to work hard, to have a career, to be somebody in this world, to please yourself, and to gain your own interest. Some people, they work, play, and do it non-stop without having rest. Just as Jesus has said in Matthew chapter
9.
When Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered and being a sheep having no shepherd. People are so determined to walk their own path that they do not stand what is really necessary in this time. To rest. And I'm not only talking about the Sabbath rest, because that's the most important rest you can find, but going on time to bed, for instance, having those full 8 to even 9 hours sleep a day. I'm talking about the rest to find and search the scriptures for yourself. Every morning and every evening. The soldiers who fight in the army,
Zodat die vecht in mijn leven.
Know how important it is to rest and to think things over.
Je weet hoe belangrijk het is om te rusten en alles te overdenken.
Jesus took time to rest to converse with his heavenly Father.
Jezus had tijd om te rusten om te praten met zijn hemelse Vader.
So what about us in these end days?
Dan voor ons in deze einddagen.
Should we just run around and go to and fro without standing still what our Heavenly Father provides us?
De hele weg aan de rond blijven lopen zonder rust te nemen.
What we need is to lay our burdens at the feet of Jesus.
Wat we nodig hebben is het neerleggen van onze lasten.
What we need is rest.
Wat we nodig hebben is rust.
And if we do that, if we put all those health principles of nutrition,
als we al deze health principles van goede voeding,
exercise,
oefening, bewegen,
water,
water,
temperance,
water,
sunlight,
zonlicht,
air,
lucht,
rest,
rust,
if we do that, then we can conquer in our faith life. And then the words of Deuteronomy 20 verse 1 come to life. When thou go up into battle against thy enemies. And enemies are people who do not bring the gospel message. Enemies is wrong lifestyle. The Bible says, when they see it, horses and chariots, and people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord God is with thee. Are you close to the Word of God? Are you close to the message of health reformation? That you can say, the Lord is with me. We can overcome. Not only in matters of our faith life, also in matters of our health. Only if Christ is the center of that message. We should stop surviving. We should start conquering. If you want to have a better lifestyle, if you want to stop with falling and falling and falling again, listen to the advice that the Lord gives in Deuteronomy 20 verse 3. When you stand in battle against your enemies, let not your hearts faint. Fear not, neither be terrified of them, for the Lord your God that is going with you to fight against your enemies, and the Lord will save us. It is not our task to survive ourselves.
Het is niet onze taak om zelf te overleven.
That's in the hands of our Lord.
Dat ligt in de handen van onze Heer.
What we need to do is trust His word,
is vertrouwen op zijn woord,
is to follow Jesus everywhere He goes,
and
to stay close to the literal biblical word of God. Health before is more than eating the right food. Health before is more than abstaining from bad things. The essential part of health reform is trusting God. And he will do the saving for us. That's why Paul said in Romans 8, in all these things be more than conquerors for him that loved us. us.
Om hem die van ons houdt.
If you want to get more out of life,
als je meer uit het leven wil halen,
trust Jesus.
Vertrouw Jezus.
Because he who began a good work within us,
want hij die goed werk in ons begonnen is,
will finish it.
Die zal het ook tot einde brengen.
This sermon we started with the question to survive.
We begonnen deze preek met de vraag.
Or to conquer. What's the best thing we as Christians need to do in this life? Should we do everything to just stay alive? Are we doing the health message just to live longer? Or are we using the help message to tell people in the city of Rotterdam, Jesus will save you of your sins. Jesus will save you of your shortcomings. Jesus will to offer you a better lifestyle. And Jesus is gonna give you a conquest over evil. If you stand with Jesus. What is our answer? Are we surviving or conquering? The answer is conquering with Christ. Because only when we overcome through Jesus Christ our Lord, then our shortcomings will falter. And we can claim the victory in Christ Jesus. May this word inspire us to stay closer to the word. Not only by words of mouth, but also by the ways how we living it. In everything that Jesus says, he will do. Amen. And we will close.